A place where you keep hogs on a farm.
Well, call it a lot. Some of them call it a pig pen. Or what size is that? Well, if I ain't got one or two, put them in a pen. Call it be a pen. I got a pen, I put my pigs in. And if you got a big enough place, you have a lot. Big enough lot, call it a lot on it. Big enough, then if you got a bigger place, put them in the hog pasture.
And the pasture, the place where they graze?
Graze. You can plant stuff in there for them to graze, or either you can have them put them out there wide and let them graze on nothing but graze.
I wanted to ask about something. I was asking Mrs. McGee about those flowers out there. It's just the little wild buttercups that these flowers growing on the side of the road. You know, I see them everywhere. Well, along with them, I don't see any around here, but all along the Raymond Road and around there, there have been these things that come up on long stalks. And they have little fluffy balls on them. Does that mean anything to you?
It's a stick of them. What you call them?
It's a stick. You'll be driving along. They don't come in big groups. They're just maybe one or two of them.
Yeah.
And they come up and they're poofy on top.
Yeah.
They have a hard stalk.
Mm-hmm. That's a stick of them.
Sticker weed?
I
started to stop and pull one because I wanted to know what one was. Mm-hmm. I started to pull one and bring it. See?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a pretty rooster. How do you call chickens to be fed?
Chick?
Don't get them all disturbed. How do you call guineas then?
Well, I call him the same way. He in the pen with the chicken.
They come with the chickens.
Come with the chickens.
Okay. Is there a name for grass in a cornfield that you want to get rid of? Do you call that anything in particular?
Grass.
When you're chopping cotton to get rid of the grass, is there any kind of grass that were your family
raised? Mother and father both were going in the country.
What did they do? What did your father do?
He farmed.
Did your mother work any?
Yes.
How many children were there in your family?
Ten.
Thank goodness. Your mother worked for a lot. Did she work for people in
at home?
She didn't. Did she have a job? Her job was you children
and
the farm.
Sitting at home, homely.
Do you know anything about your grandparents on either side?
Yeah.
Where did they?
I knew my mother's father. He was named Edmund. Her mother died when she was a little girl, but I know her father.
What did you call him?
He was named Edmund Jones.
I mean, what did you call
him? I called him Grandpa.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mama.
And what did you call your father?
Papa. Dad and Mama,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I got grandchildren don't call me Papa, they call me Dad.
They do.
Don't call me granddaddy, call me daddy.
Do you have any great grandchildren yet?
Yeah.
They do?
Yes, ma'am.
How many?
Ooh, I don't know.
You have to count them up.
I had to count them up.
What would a fence around the house be? Would it usually be made out of wire? Or would it be made out of wood ever?
Well, back down, they used to build them around, call out of wood, call them pickets. Well, that's all I don't know about pickets. And there, one time, I have saw a fence up around yard, around a lot, and they built out of rails.
Mm.
Out of
rails. How were they laid?
Well, they lay one down this way and put another across this way. And each end, it'll tell you, it'll be zigzag this way and this way, this way and that way, until you get them up 10 rails high.